One source of partisan conflict here in Washington is post-war reconstruction in Iraq, with Democrats criticizing the Bush administration's handling of the peace. As part of a continuing series of commentaries on the war in Iraq, Kevin Phillips says the conflict's messy aftermath could spill over into the 2004 presidential election.
A major hallmark of 20th century U.S. politics was that wars came off better for American presidents than did the new stresses and strains that came with a peace. For now, the growing numbers of Iraqis who blame the United States for the post-war disorganization suggest a new round of peacetime stress. And if the lessons of World Wars I and II, the mess in Vietnam, and the first Gulf War hold true, changing dynamics in Iraq could play a surprise role in next year's presidential election. Victory on the battlefield has often changed into unexpected embarrassments in the diplomatic and regional aftermath, and for a good reason. Wars typically unleash new forces, alignments, and confusions that only begin to make themselves felt as the shooting part of the conflict ends. First and foremost, unexpected peace complications can make a president who went to war look gullible or mistaken. The greed and cynicism in the aftermath of World War I made Woodrow Wilson look like a babe in the woods. The rapid development of the Cold War between the United States and Russia after World War II suggested a similar gullibility about Franklin D. Roosevelt and Harry Truman. When the 1972 peace negotiated in Vietnam quickly fell apart, Richard Nixon's boast about peace with honor looked foolish. Phony promises and grand insistence come home to roost and make things worse. FDR's trust in Stalin was one mistake. Nixon's boast was another. George H.W. Bush looked like a dunce in 1991 after calling Saddam Hussein a second Hitler and then leaving him in power. If today's Iraq turns into enough of a mess to start looking like a mistaken U.S. involvement, the American people might start to wonder why George W. Bush was in such a hurry. And this will be especially true if no weapons of mass destruction turn up to justify the war. Wars can even turn into scandals. Revelations about the role of the munitions lobby in bringing on World War I hurt Wilson's image. The Watergate scandal, which had its roots in Vietnam War stress, ultimately destroyed Nixon even after his job approval hit 68% for negotiating peace in Vietnam. Among the things that most hurt George H.W. Bush in 1992 was the so-called Iraqgate scandal. This focused on how Bush Sr. had spent 5 years between 1984 and 1989 secretly building up Iraq with weapons and dual-use technology before discovering in 1990 that he had made a mistake. While it's still unclear what problems of the peace will be taking center stage next year, it's not too early to note their potential political importance.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.